Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Lose Weight for the Last Time, Brain-Based Solutions for Permanent Weight Loss, Katrina Ubal Maryland leverages her background as a pediatrician and a certified life and weight loss coach to tackle the perennial challenge of weight loss from a refreshing angle. Rather than focusing solely on the conventional wisdom of diet and exercise, Ubal delves into the cognitive and emotional aspects of eating, offering a comprehensive approach to understanding and managing weight. This groundbreaking book explores the often overlooked connection between the brain and weight loss, presenting scientifically backed strategies for achieving and sustaining a healthy weight without the cycle of yo-yo dieting. Ubal's empathetic and practical advice makes this book a vital resource for anyone looking to make a lasting change in their weight and health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the brain's role in weight loss. Katrina Ubal's work emphasizes the critical role that the brain plays in weight management, challenging the traditional emphasis on diet and physical activity alone. She explores how neurological patterns and habits influence eating behaviors, often leading to overeating or unhealthy choices. By understanding the brain's impact on weight loss, readers can begin to address the root causes of their struggles with weight, rather than merely treating the symptoms. This section examines the science behind cravings, willpower, and emotional eating, providing a foundation for the brain-based solutions that follow. Secondly, managing emotional eating. A significant portion of Ubal's book is dedicated to emotional eating, a common obstacle to weight loss. She delves into how emotions, both positive and negative, can drive eating habits that lead to weight gain. By learning to recognize and manage emotional triggers, readers can break the cycle of turning to food for comfort. This chapter provides strategies for identifying emotional eating patterns, understanding the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger, and developing healthier coping mechanisms. Ubal's approach encourages long-term emotional resilience and a healthier relationship with food. Thirdly, the role of habits and routines. Habits and routines play a pivotal role in managing weight, and Ubal offers insights into how to leverage these for weight loss success. By creating and maintaining healthy habits, individuals can make weight management less about conscious self-control and more about automatic behavior. This section covers the process of habit formation, how to alter existing habits, and the importance of establishing routines that support health and weight goals. Ubal's pragmatic advice on habit modification underscores the potential for lasting change through relatively small, consistent adjustments in daily behavior. Fourthly, nutritional science and weight loss. While the book's primary focus is the psychological aspects of weight loss, Ubal does not overlook the importance of nutrition. She presents a balanced view of how nutritional choices affect weight loss and overall health. This portion of the book breaks down complex nutritional information into actionable advice, covering topics such as macronutrient balance, the impact of sugar and processed foods, and how to make informed food choices. Ubal's approach to nutrition is flexible and sustainable, promoting a healthy diet that can be maintained long-term. Lastly, creating a personalized weight loss plan. The culmination of Ubal's book is the creation of a personalized weight loss plan that integrates brain-based strategies with practical lifestyle adjustments. She guides readers through evaluating their unique challenges and strengths, setting realistic goals, and developing a plan that is tailored to their individual needs. This section emphasizes the importance of self-compassion, flexibility, and perseverance, providing readers with the tools to design a weight loss journey that is effective, sustainable, and empowering. Ubal's comprehensive approach ensures that readers are equipped to lose weight for the last time. In conclusion, Katrina Ubal's How to Lose Weight for the Last Time is an invaluable resource for anyone frustrated with the fleeting success of traditional dieting. By shifting the focus from purely physical to the psychological components of weight loss, Ubal provides a more holistic and sustainable approach to managing weight. Her emphasis on understanding how the brain influences eating habits, managing emotional eating, and establishing healthy routines offers a path to permanent weight loss that is grounded in self-understanding and compassion. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals who have struggled with yo-yo dieting, emotional eating, or who feel at a loss within the traditional diet and exercise paradigm. It offers not just hope, but practical tools for anyone seeking to make a lasting change in their health and well-being. If you would like to support Katrina Ubo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.